Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In for Andrew McKay today. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Before we get to our interview real quick, just a breaking news. Pete Hegseth says that today is going to be the biggest day of attacks in Iran. So we'll see how that goes throughout the day today. Join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Lisa Newell, editor of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, thank you so much, Bobby. Boy, that's an ominous warning, isn't it? That doesn't sound very good, but we'll see what happens. But in Gulf Breeze, we have got some news. One thing that has been the proliferation of the e-bikes has been, everyone's talking about it because these, you know, they're just, you see them all over the place and trying to figure out how to deal with them. Are they going to fall under bicycle rules? Are they going to fall under motorized vehicle rules? You know, how much training does someone need to have to ride one? Well, the city has been trying to pass some different regulations to rein them in because they don't want to see anyone get hurt. And now the state has introduced some new legislation as well that further regulates these e-bikes. And there's also some rules about these e-motos, which are basically small motorcycles that don't have any weight, pedals on them. So the city is trying to grapple with how to make this safe for everyone while understanding, too, that they're very popular. It's a great way to get around. Right now, with all the gas prices going up, I would assume more people are going to be looking at e-bikes. So, you know, trying to figure that all out is just one of the things the city is constantly dealing with.
Well, that's interesting. We talked a little bit earlier this week about the new state ordinances on e-bikes and they call them micromobility devices. And I was actually saying the problem is how do you get the public to know about these new rules that the state has? Like you have to slow down to 10 miles an hour if you're coming close to a pedestrian, things like that. So you guys are putting these ordinances or whatever inside the Gulf Breeze News this week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of rules that are currently on the books, and some of the new ordinances would say that if you're in the 6th grade through the 12th grade, you could use your bicycle, you could ride your e-bike on campus if you have a valid permit that the district would provide for you. You'd have to pass several rules, like you'd have to, you know, pass an e-bike safety course, and then you'd have to make sure that your stickers are, you know, fully easily seen on your e-bike. So that is one of the things that they're talking about doing is making sure there's education to try to rein this in.
Yeah, perfect. You had another story in Gulf Breeze News that's something we covered earlier this week pertaining to red light cameras. Why don't you give us an update on that?
Yeah. So red light cameras, there was an ordinance or there was a lawsuit brought down in Broward County and someone said, hey, look, I got a red light camera violation, but I wasn't driving. So it's really unfair for you to charge me when no one actually confirmed that it was me driving this car. And that's one of the things about these red light cameras is they say, well, if we were to identify everyone in the car, then there would be a privacy violation. Let's say you were driving around with your, you know, your significant other, but no one, it was a secret, you know, and then someone sends a bill to your house with your, to your wife that says, oh, look, here's your husband driving with this car, with this other person. So they're trying to figure out how to do it, but there is some merit to what she's saying. The judge did rule that she had standing, and that but we did talk to Chief Rick Hawthorne about it. He said, you know, it seems like these come up all the time where somebody's going to challenge the red lights and the red light camera violations. He said, but basically it always gets kicked back because there's just too much money. The state is making so much money that they're going to make sure that they protect the red light camera revenue. But there's a lot of other things that came about, too. Let's say that you have a business where you have a lot of drivers, and you may hire someone that has a clean driving record, not knowing that they actually have several red light camera violations on their record, because those points do not go onto your driving records. And then the company is left holding the bag for all of these red light traffic violations because the driver is not held responsible. It's the owner of the vehicle. So that's another issue that came up as well. There's just a lot of things that they're looking at. And I have to go back to what Chief Hoffman said. The state does make a lot of money off of them. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm sure that there's going to be some pushback against that.
Talking to Lisa Newell here from Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, just pause for 1 second as we get a traffic update, and then I do want to get an update from you on the high school, and so we'll wrap it right there. But, John, go ahead and give us traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Lisa, so new high school coming to Gulf Breeze. What's the update right here as it pertains to that?
Well, so Soundside High School is opening in the fall, and the principal, Casey Winfelder, asked for anyone who's interested in working at this new high school to come to a meeting to find out what they're looking for and the rules about it, and also to get a nice little look inside this brand-new building, which is right in Midway, across from the zoo. And over 100 people showed up. These are people who are actually they're employees in other districts or other schools who may want to move to this high school. They're just getting information. Mm-hmm. And this high school is going to start with only 9th grade and 10th grade, but it's going to also start with the full gamut of sports. It's going to have a nice, beautiful football field. It's going to be a really, really nice, brand new school, something that I don't think we've seen since Navarre High School was built. And that was like in the 2000, like maybe 2004 or something like that. So, yeah, this is going to be a very big deal. And so a lot of people are showing interest. There will be another meeting for people who want to be like support staff. That's going to come up. Now, I think the custodians and the food service people will not be in part of this. They will be hired by the school district. But they are also looking to find out. They have to know how many students they're going to have before they can hire these teachers. They won't know the number of positions to fill until they see what the enrollment is.
Gotcha. Okay. Once again, Gulf Breeze News, you can pick it up on stands. You can also get it online. Lisa, I appreciate you joining us here on News Radio 92.3. Give us an update on what's in Gulf Breeze News this week. Any one last thought that's in Gulf Breeze News this week?
Yeah, there's lots of news. There's sports. There's entertainment. We've got Splash Magazine coming out in April. And if you want to be in Splash, give us a call today because it is going to press on Friday. We're also looking forward to having information about the Gulf Breeze Celebrates the Arts Festival, which is weekend after next. So we've got a lot going on in Gulf Breeze, and we just hope that you guys come out, and we hope to see you in the breeze.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yesterday, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says that job creation in the private sector slowed to essentially zero, meaning the economy isn't really adding jobs overall right now. But it doesn't mean that layoffs are spiking. Instead, it's just more of a low hiring, low firing, just kind of everything's flat right now. He says that part of the reason the labor force itself doesn't seem to be growing. Well, I kind of challenge that. I think the issue is what I'm seeing. I know a lot of people who are looking for jobs and have been looking for jobs. Some of these people looking for jobs, admittedly, do have a job already. Some do not. As mentioned before, I even ran into a lady at the airport a couple months ago whose son just graduated with a master's degree and hasn't been able to find a job for 4 or 5 months and is just surprised that he can't get a job. There, I know a lot of others who have been looking for jobs for quite some time, 6 months or longer, and haven't been able to land a job. Others, it's a little bit different. They haven't landed a job because the jobs that they're applying for or they're looking at aren't paying enough for them to be able to pay their bills, essentially. Like, they're looking at it and going, well, you know, I want that job. That job lines up with, you know, I can do that job, but it doesn't pay enough. So they're not accepting the job. And they're starting to become a little bit of a gap now, bigger than before, than what we've seen before, where because cost of living has gone up so much with housing, cars, food, you know, everything else like this, people now are starting to go, look, I've got to hold out for more money. And yet employers are still not doing that. Employers are still like, I can only pay you this much. And so I think that's the reason why things have started stagnating, is I think there's a gap between what people need to get paid based on living circumstances and what employers are able or willing to pay. So I think that's one of the reasons why it's kind of stagnated. Plus, we also have, you know, what we talked about all week with the AI and stuff like that influencing jobs and stuff too. So you still have that kind of aspect as well. I got to take a break. I want to come back and talk about housing here in the Pensacola area. And as there's a new program that might help some struggling homeowners. We'll talk about that coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru A Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
In 1969, a guy by the name of Robert Peden thought to himself, it's hot in Florida. No kidding, right? So he started a company to make it not hot, air conditioning. Eventually, of course, pretty easy to expand to heating and air conditioning, then plumbing, heating and air conditioning, then plumbing, electrical, heating and air conditioning. And of course, that includes generators, and along the way expanded geographically, east from Panama City to Tallahassee, west to Pensacola, more recently west to Baldwin County, and even into Mobile now. And so in two time zones and in two states, all along the Gulf Coast, Peden takes care of all of the complex systems inside your house. Good products, good people, installation, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, they'll take care of it. And right now, they want you to beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale. Take up to $1,500 off remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. Obviously, we're starting to get into that time where the heat is getting to us. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, inviting you to Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. It'll be April the 11th at Five Flag Speedway. This event will have a car show beginning at 7:30 until 9:30. At 10 o'clock, the gates will open. At 11 o'clock, we'll serve crawfish plates from Cubs Crawfish. We'll have hamburgers and hot dog plates. We'll have balloon animals, games, face painting, and more for the kids. All proceeds for this event will benefit the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation and their mission to support the heroes of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Cops, Cars, and Crawfish, April the 11th.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. MDR. Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Celebrate our Navy heritage at the Pensacola Navy Days Night at the Museum Gala, happening Friday, May 8th. It's going to be at the National Aviation Naval Aviation Museum. Enjoy cocktails, dinner, and dancing in a stunning black tie setting while honoring the men and women who serve our nation. Individual tickets are available now. You can save 20% with the promo code EARLYBIRD through March 31st. Reserve your seat and get details today at PensacolaNavyDays.org. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is actually flowing smoothly this morning. Keep up the good work. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Pensacola is considering a $1 million shift in order to help with the home buyout program. And what this is they're looking to take $1 million from disaster recovery funds to help homeowners dealing with flooding years after Hurricane Sally. Apparently, there's a lot of homeowners here in Pensacola who, it's been more than 5 years since Hurricane Sally, and they're still dealing with flooding, damage, and, of course, frustration. So this proposal would move that $1 million into the Rebuild Florida Voluntary Home Buyout Program. So then the city would be able to buy homes in flood-prone areas and help those residents relocate to safer locations. And if there's any money left over, they could do other things that helps reduce long-term flood risk. So that's something the city of Pensacola is looking to do. They haven't done it yet. They're just looking to do something like that. So not all homeowners would qualify. Eligibility, of course, depends on factors like flood risk, past storm damage, and other program requirements. In Escambia County, dozens of homes are already part of this similar buyout program. And then after the homes are purchased, usually the structures are typically demolished. Land is turned into open space in order to prevent future flooding of any other property, right? So something like that. Let's go over to Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve, what you got in the news for us?
Well, a former senior intelligence official is being investigated for allegedly leaking classified information. NBC News is reporting Joe Kent, a longtime Trump ally, who resigned in protest over the war with Iran, is now under FBI investigation. Kent announced on Tuesday he's stepping down as director of the National Counterterrorism Center. And the FAA is tightening helicopter safety measures, according to the administrator, Brian Bradford, and the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy. The Trump administration is suspending the use of visual separation between airplanes and helicopters. Changes came over a year after that fatal collision involving an American Airlines passenger jet and a military helicopter near Ronald Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C. And finally, the sheriff leading the search for Nancy Guthrie in southern Arizona is facing a recall effort from, I guess, the people around him. The group needs about 120,000 signatures in 4 months' time to trigger a recall against the Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos. The search for the mother of the Today Show host Savannah Guthrie is now in its second month. And that's what's happening.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was actually just wondering about the Guthrie situation a couple days ago because I was like, it was like the lead story for like 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden just kind of disappeared. So I was like, did they find her? So I guess they still haven't found her. But and now they're just having to change directions with the search and stuff like that. So that's an unfortunate circumstance. Right? It's pretty bizarre that it's been this long and still nothing. Because what I understand, there's not even ransom notes or anything. So it's, kind of bizarre and frustrating, I'm sure, for them. U.S. housing has obviously skyrocketed. We've talked about this many times, especially since COVID, since the pandemic. However, new data shows that U.S. asking rents have fallen for the 30th straight month nationwide. Now, I was saying, I don't know about here in Pensacola. I haven't really even paid attention or looked at it. We had one texter says yes, that rents have been falling here. Another texter said not really. So, but Nationwide, rents have fallen for the 30th straight month, and several markets saw bigger spikes. Austin, Memphis, and Birmingham, Alabama. Now, here's the thing. The national median asking rent dropped 1.7% year over year in February. The median rents across 50 of the largest metro areas is now $1,667 per month. Despite 30 months of drops in rent, the average rent is still 14% higher than it was pre-pandemic. Oh. So this is what we talked about earlier when it came to income. How many people are earning 14% more than they were pre-pandemic? Even though your housing is 14% more, and we know that the cost of other goods is way more than that. By the way, the major reason why housing is coming down, a construction boom in apartments. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. I'm for Andrew from News Radio 923.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. War Secretary Pete Hegseth honors the families of the fallen in Operation Epic Fury.
It was the same from family after family. They said, finish this. Honor their sacrifice.
And says, we fight to win and we are winning. The U.S. increasing the strike package again today against Iran. Oil prices shooting up after the world's largest natural gas field came under attack by both Israel and Iran. Qatar co-owns the Iranian facility, so it's furious. The Trump administration expected to announce measures to bring down U.S. pump prices today. Japan's new conservative Prime Minister Takeuchi visits the Oval Office and admits it could be very difficult because Trump name-checked her among the allies who were refused his request to send warships for the safe passage of oil they mostly use. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 49 degrees and partly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. The war in Iran is disrupting global supplies, also driving up prices for key farm inputs. Nearly half the world's urea fertilizer comes from the Middle East. That's according to the American Farm Bureau, and much of it is imported into the U.S. Mickey Diamond is a cotton and peanut farmer in Jay, and he says most fertilizer is imported, leaving farmers vulnerable to speculators and price spikes.
That's a lot of money at the end of the day. Several tractors running, it takes a lot of fuel to run it. Takes a lot of fuel to operate a farm.
Well, even if prices ease, shipments from the region can take 30 to 45 days to reach the ports, like New Orleans. Diamond calls it a direct hit from that conflict. It was a violent afternoon at a Pensacola park, and ending with an 18-year-old facing multiple felony charges. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies responded to Lincoln Park on Wednesday after reports of shots fired there. A 25-year-old woman was pistol whipped during that disturbance, and when three women tried to leave, somebody opened fire on their vehicle. Nobody was hit, and deputies found 18-year-old Tamarcus Brown of Pensacola at a Circle K on Kenmore Road with ammo in his vehicle. The firearm turned up near Marcus Point Boulevard. Brown is facing three counts of attempted homicide, aggravated battery, and several weapons charges. Well, Century residents are seeing their water rates soar. Chris Bryan says the hikes are necessary.
The Century Town Council voted Tuesday night to raise and nearly double the cost of water usage. The move came after the Florida Rural Water Association determined the rate increases were necessary to remain financially viable and make payments on six outstanding loans. The council voted 3-2 for that immediate increase. The town council will now hold a special meeting on Tuesday, March 31st for a second and final vote on the increase. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Well, Congressman Jimmy Patronis is reminding everybody he installed billboards across the Northwest Florida area urging veterans to call his office for VA help. His team reports they're handling over 600 cases since opening a Pensacola office, the first in the district under his administration. Patronis says they're processing current and backlog claims through the VA timelines. They happen to be averaging about 10 days for the initial review and 76 days for decisions. He encourages vets to use the website jimmyhelpsyou.com or call for support. Well, our sister radio station, Cat Country, has just picked up another major award. Yesterday at the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville, Cat Country 98.7 was named the top small market country radio station in the nation. So congratulations, Cat Country, from all of us here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson. 10 with your first morning weather update. We will have mostly sunny skies today with temperatures around 68 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 53. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 76. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Going into Saturday, beautiful sunny day with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. And by Sunday, sunny skies, high near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. Right now, 49 degrees in Pensacola, 46 in Gulf Breeze, and 43 right now in Milton at 835. And now let's check out what's happening with Wall Street. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing for first-time jobless benefits last week. The Labor Department says it received about 205,000 initial requests during the week ending March 14th, which is down 8,000 from the previous week's revised total and less than 215,000 most analysts were expecting. Well, checking the numbers at the opening bell, the Dow Jones average was down 315 points at 45,909. S&P 500 is down 91 points at 6,624. NASDAQ is down 293 points at 21,859. I'm Steve Taylor, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Of hardware, I really have to kind of stop and remind myself that what they have accomplished is amazing. They have been in business 175 years, one of the 50 oldest businesses in the entire country, the oldest in the entire state of Florida. Before there were Levi's jeans, there was Pensacola Hardware. Before the Civil War, there was Pensacola Hardware. They have been helping people understand how to safely fix, how to safely build, how to effectively solve problems, whether you're an individual on your home doing a honeydew or whether you build subdivisions for a living. They're your place. They can save you money. They can give you outstanding advice because of the institutional knowledge of how to do things. They're the living, breathing, walking YouTube, and they understand. They are the commercial construction supply business. They are also a great resource for you if you're like me and you just do things that you need to solve a problem today. Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Tickets for the third annual Night at the Museum Gala are on sale now for Friday night, May 8th, featuring special guest speaker, Vice Admiral Jeffrey Caesar Cherico. Table sponsorships are $1,400 all in, and individual tickets are $175, but you can save 20% at checkout with the promo code EARLYBIRD. Get tickets and all things Pensacola Navy Days at PensacolaNavyDays.org. Spend an evening of fine dining under the planes and support Pensacola Navy Days. That's PensacolaNavyDays.org.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Art in Motion. See gallerynightpensacola.org. Springtime brings fresh and new things to discover at the downtown Palafox Market. It's all up and down Palafox beginning at 9 a.m. Enjoy fresh and locally grown produce, craft-made breads, and other food items. See visitpensacola.com. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
No opinions, no arguing, just the news, right now.
Right now.
Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 to 7.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. By the way, it is about 53 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 65 today. All right, so there's a trending thing going on right now as it pertains to air fryers. People are air frying pasta salad. Gross. I don't even like pasta salad normal. Why would I want to air fry it? But it got me thinking about the question, though. I do like the air fryer. I there's definitely some favorite things I like to air fry. So that made me think, okay, what are the best things to use the air fryer for? Because I'm betting there's some ideas out there that we may not know of. And it better not be no pasta salad. That's not an option for the air fryer. Give us some good things. What are some positive things to look, what are your favorite things to air fry or use in the air fryer? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. While you're texting in your answers for that, let me hit a couple of stories real fast. Takeover events are large gatherings organized on social media without permits or city approval. These social media influencers are creating takeover events at beaches for spring break. You're getting hundreds and hundreds of students showing up unprepared, more than like a normal spring break type of situation. They're all showing up at one location and basically holding on a big, massive event and party. They got music and all the works, like bands and stuff like this. It's led to over 130 arrests in Daytona Beach alone. So sheriffs in Florida now, in the state, throughout the state, are warning against these takeover events and saying, look, if you put together an unorganized takeover event it's an organized event, but it's unsanctioned event, then you could be liable for financial costs of any damages and things like that being done. They're not saying they want to get rid of the takeover events. What they're saying is do it properly. Go through the permitting process and all that other stuff like that. But apparently these takeover events is becoming a pretty big deal, overwhelming law enforcement quite a bit. A couple other stories here real fast, and then we'll get to your answers of what are the best things to air fry. What are some of the best things to air fry? There is a new movie coming out with Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer passed away a year ago, and the movie's called As Deep as the Grave. They actually started filming in 2020, but then Val Kilmer got, you know, started getting sick. And so they finished filming it using an AI version of Val Kilmer. They got his family's approval of it and everything. And they said that Val, his daughter says Val would have appreciated it. He always looked at emerging technologies with optimism and as a tool to expand the possibilities of storytelling. Interesting. As it pertains to movies, Disney's new CEO yesterday announced a live-action sequel to Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch 2 will come out in 2028. And Incredibles 3 will also come out in 2028. And finally, Willie Nelson, 93 years old next month. He's showing no signs of slowing down. He announced his 156th album is coming out May 29th. He's also planning on hitting the road for six concert dates at 93 years old. All right, what are the best things to put in the air fryer? One of the stories that's going viral right now is how you can air fry pasta salad. Gross. No. For me, my default is fries. Like, fries are just so good in the air fryer. But the secret, whenever I'm talking to people who get a brand new air fryer, I'm like, okay, yes, you can do fries. Yes, you can do this and this. But the thing you'll want to do is your leftover pizza. Leftover pizza in the air fryer is the bomb. It is so good. So, so good. John, do you have any recommendations or suggestions for air fryer?
Well, you just took my one suggestion, but we do quesadillas in there. Something really good.
Oh, yes.
Melt the cheese.
I have the quesadillas as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's another good one. Yep.
But yeah, the pizza thing, it's amazing.
But the pizza thing's amazing, isn't
it?
Like,
yes.
It keeps the bread crusty. It melts the cheese. You're like, oh, this is so good.
Yes.
It's such a great way of doing an air fryer. Say what? No. Wrong kind of air fryer. Somebody texted us, says drying your shoes. Wrong kind of air fryer. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's another text. Avocados breaded in Parmesan cheese. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Whoa. That sounds good.
Whoa down there.
Hold on.
Yeah, that sounds real good. Yeah, I like that.
I got an avocado at the house.
Baby golden potatoes tossed in olive oil and coated with Herbes de Provence. Yes, you know what?
Yep.
That's good. Like baby tomatoes or baby potatoes. Like, I even like the small reds in the air fryer, too. That's another good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Here's another one. It says, oysters on the half shell with butter and Parma cheese. The quick high heat works perfect. Wow, I've never tried oysters in the air fryer before. That's an interesting one, yeah. And the text says, the popcorn? No, not that kind of air fryer. I mean, that's the classic air fryer, though. Yes, the popcorn air fryer. Doing air popcorn.
Yeah.
No. Like, the air fryer devices, it's got a tray and you put stuff in it and you put it in there. I mean, it makes like, it's great for fries. Like fries are just, cause previously if you want to have crunchy fries or anything, you have to bake them. But if you're like me, you're lazy and you just want to microwave them. And so they come out soggy and soft. So the air fryer was like the perfect solution. I can make them quickly and yet they still have crisp to them. And that's how it is for a lot of different things with the air fryer. My son uses it for like frozen burritos. Instead of putting them in the microwave, he uses the air fryer for it.
Oh.
And because it, once again, it like has a good way of keeping things crispy and yet soft when you need it. Let's go and get traffic on the fives at John Pickens.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call the plumber, call the best of the Bay winner. Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything so far to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Ooh, leftover pierogies. Yeah, that would probably be good. In fact, I haven't even thought about that, taking like ravioli and just putting it in the air fryer.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, almost be like fried out ravioli type of a thing, but you don't have the deep friedness to it. So, leftover pierogies, that'd be good. Oh, frozen garlic bread. I've not tried that before.
Ooh.
I bet that would probably be good.
Well, now I'm frozen starving. Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is exactly. taco shells, toast bread, cooked chicken. Yes, it's so good. We've made Nutella sandwiches by pressing down the edges and then air frying it. It's amazing.
Interesting.
Yep, that sounds pretty good.
There's your peanut butter.
What's this one here? Now I've not tried this one either. A frozen steak for 20 minutes comes out medium rare. You serious?
What?
I'd be afraid to do a steak, man. Steak's too precious.
They expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, they expensive. I don't want to ruin that thing, make it all tough. But if it comes out medium rare, it's got to be frozen first. I need more details on that one. Yes, I've done grilled cheese sandwiches. Grilled cheese sandwich is awesome in it. Grilled cheese sandwich, baked potatoes coated with olive oil and kosher salt, two of my favorites in the air fryer. Sweet potatoes. Oh, yes, sweet potatoes in the air fryer. That's fantastic as well. So, yeah, those are some of the suggestions for the best things to use in the air fryer. To me and to John, the best thing is leftover pizza. That's the best thing you can use an air fryer for.
Right.
Real quick, another story here. We've talked a lot about the economy as we started off this hour saying how Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says that basically the private sector adding jobs is at zero. And I was saying there's a little bit of a gap, though. I know a lot of people who want jobs, but the jobs that they're looking for aren't paying what they need anymore, especially with the cost of living having gone up so much. Well, New York City's new mayor has a solution for that. $30 minimum wage. $30 minimum wage. Yeah, he's starting a campaign called 30 by 2030, where it would phase in, you know, increments until it was $30 minimum wage in 4 years from now. Holy mile. Holy moly. Of course, business owners are immediately already coming out and saying, we don't have the money for that. We either have to lay off staff or raise our prices dramatically or just shut down altogether. Minimum wage right now in New York City, by the way, is $17 an hour. So you're looking at almost doubling minimum wage for where it is right now in New York City. Holy moly. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Coming up next, the state of Florida is investigating a social messaging platform. I'll tell you which one it is and why coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know, one of the reasons I really like Christina Leavenworth, I mean, I've known her for forever, ever since she was in the news, and then she started a family and did a couple of things, and then eventually got into real estate. And, you know, those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, if anybody can do it, you can do it. I mean, no, none of us had any idea she would be so successful at it, because you never know when people start real estate. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, okay? But one of the things I love about her is she is just devoted to excellence. She always wants to learn. She understands people and their needs. Kind of goes back to her news days of asking questions and learning. And when it comes to real estate, she is passionate about being the best. So when they come across a new scenario, like how do you deal with an estate sale? Because, you know, the offspring, the inheritors may not always agree. How do you deal with a divorce? That's a complicated situation. You know, you got two people selling a thing and don't agree about anything. How do you make that work? So her approach to that is, well, let's learn. Let's get trained. Let's develop expertise so we can become a resource like that. And the next time somebody asks, we can say, absolutely, we know how to do that. That is true across the board. She is a super nerd about real estate. And I mean that as a huge compliment. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996.
Did you know GoodRx can help you save on medication, manage prescriptions, and get trusted health information? If you're one of the millions living with a heart condition, check GoodRx for an easier, more affordable way to manage your health. GoodRx offers common heart medications for under $30. Just search for your prescription, find the best price, then show your pharmacist the GoodRx coupon. And it works whether you have insurance or not. To start saving and better manage your heart health, download the free app or visit GoodRx.com today. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Okay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, right here on News Radio 92.3. 54 degrees here in the Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 65 today, so in the mid-60s. So it should be pretty nice. And nice and sunny today, too. And then it'll start to warm up slowly from there. The state of Florida is investigating the social media messaging platform, not social media, but social messaging platform, Discord. It's one of the more popular messaging platforms out there. Used to be primarily just from gamers who would use it, but now it's expanded into day traders and all kinds of different business networking groups and things like that. So, but the state has issued subpoenas asking for details on how Discord handles things like age verification, content moderation, and parental controls. Officials say that many cases involving online predators seem to lead back to Discord, with some predators or some offenders even moving the conversations from other apps onto Discord. So Florida wants answers on whether the company is doing enough to protect kids and whether they could face legal consequences or not. So very interesting story right there. I've only recently become familiar with Discord. It was always very confusing to me. The United States just crossed another financial milestone, and it's a big one. The national debt has topped $39 trillion for the first time ever. Oh, yeah, I said it was a big one, not a good one. So $39 trillion. Here's the thing. This is how fast the debt is growing now. Just 5 months ago, we crossed $38 trillion for the first time, and 2 months before that, $37 trillion. It is growing quickly. The surge is being driven by a mix of government spending, rising interest costs, and ongoing budget deficits. So at some point, you feel like the bill's going to come due, and it's going to start affecting us. I mean, we're already spending more in like interest than we are on healthcare and even on our military budget, I believe. It's crazy. All right. The biggest drivers of this is Social Security, Medicare, defense spending, and then interest payments on existing debt. That's our biggest. Those are our biggest expenditures. All right, let's get Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens. No? John? Oh, my bad. Oh, sorry. Did you get our traffic on the fives? I just disconnected.
Right. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
$39 trillion. That's our national debt. Top $39 trillion for the first time ever. $38 trillion. We crossed that just 5 months before. $37 trillion 2 months earlier. The main drivers of our debt. Social Security and Medicare, defense spending, interest payments on existing debt. That's one of our top three expenditures. Interest on previous debt. That's not good. The government spending, I mean, we continue to run government deficits, meaning our budget literally has more money going out than what's coming in. I don't know why we continue running a deficit. We should have, at minimum, a balanced budget amendment. At this point, we almost need an amendment for a surplus budget amendment in order to try to cut down the debt. But the surge is being driven by a mix of government spending, rising interest costs, and ongoing budget deficits. So just craziness right there. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text. 850-437-1620. Saw this. Smoking rates are at a historic low in the United States. But abroad, birds are getting hooked on nicotine from discarded cigarette butts. Well, kind of. Birds have discovered that the nicotine or whatever's in cigarette butts wards off parasites in their nests. So they're gathering up these nicotine butts or the cigarette butts and they're loading up their nests with them because it keeps out the parasites, apparently. Yeah, interesting. A hospital here in Florida is suing a patient. They were discharged in October, but have refused to leave. It's been 5 months now. And so the hospital's suing them, which kind of makes me laugh because I'm like, do you think they're like they're not listening to the discharge orders? So you think they're really going to care about a lawsuit? This is kind of the way I feel about our national debt too. By the way, it's like we got this massive national debt, and at some point, somebody's going to be like, "All right, pay us up," and we'll be like, "No, we're not going to pay you." Like, seriously, like it needs somebody like Trump. Like it needs to be like Trump's last week in office. Just go, you know what? By the way, the national debt, it's forgiven now. It's zero. And everybody's like, no, what do you mean it's zero? No, we owe $39 trillion. He's like, no, we don't. It's zero now. And I've got my finger on the button. Who's telling me it's not zero? So it takes something like that. That's good morning news. It's Andrew McKay. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 9.